listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Couch with me, Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist, as you always do this time on Fridays. Welcome to the show. Hope you're feeling good today. I got a great guest who's going to be coming on. And if you'd like to offer any comments or questions or anything like that coming up, you may do so. All you have to do is click on the webpage here on LA Talk Radio, the country's nation's number one most popular internet talk radio station. Just find me here on my webpage. It's Dr. Michelle. Click on channel one, and then, you know, it'll lead you to my email address and also my website if you have any, like I said, questions or comments. Let's get rocking today. My special guest today is Dr. Brenda Shoshana. She's the author of her latest book. It's called Fearless. You're going to love this. The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. So you're going to learn how to get some peace of mind today. You know, we're all questioning ourselves. What's going on in our lives? We have to reevaluate our lives. There's lots of things with the economy, and we have a lot of fear, you know, going on in this country. What can I count on? Where does my true security lie? How do I start over? You know, we're all kind of confused right now. It's a real weird vibe going on in this country, in this world. And what can I do to get myself together, lower my stress, and have a more fulfilling life? You know? And fear, of course, ruins relationships. We get paranoid. We get worried. We act out. So here's the dealio. Dr. Shoshana created her book, Fearless. And it's a guide to understanding how our fear works. What's going on in our world that makes us fearful? And what she does is it's kind of spiritual, but it's also very practical, but thought-provoking. She combines the teachings of the East and the West. She's got a lot of real-life antidotes, practical exercises, and kind of brings together psychological, and I know a lot of you are into the psychological on my show, spiritual, practical guidance for attaining a life of growth. From now on, no matter where you're at in your life, you know, a lot of folks I see or have seen in my practice say, yeah, I'm too old to start changing or thinking these thoughts. Well, you know what? You're not. You can always start anew. You can always get it together and start anew. So what I found by checking out this book is no matter what your fears are, you know, we all have it. We all have lots of different kinds of fears. Fear of success, fear of love, loss, whatever it may be. You might want to check this out, and we'll be talking to Dr. Shoshana in just a little bit. She'll be calling here live in on LA Talk Radio. And do you all like have this feeling sometimes? I mean, there's happiness and joy and good things going on in our lives, but sometimes, especially when we turn on the news, right? We'll be watching the news. We'll be, you know, checking something out that's negative or feeling negative about it. What happens? What I see and what happens is there's a sort of an uneasy peace of mind. So let's figure out how to work on that. We're going to bring up my special guest right now, Dr. Brenda Shoshana, the author of Fearless, The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. Hey, Dr. Shoshana.
Yay, hello. How are you?
I am great. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you beautifully. Am I coming in okay?
You sure are. And thank you so much for calling in today. I sure appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
God, it's great to have you. You know what? I really liked your book.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying this because when I talk to authors, I say, I really like your book. I really enjoyed how you brought together a lot of the real-life anecdotes from folks, you know, real-life people, and practical exercises. And you put the East and West kind of spiritual with the psychology together. And I think a lot of people like that because people...
Well, that's been my whole life's work is to integrate. You know, integrate the spiritual and the everyday practical life.
Right.
And because otherwise it just becomes airy-fairy.
You got it.
And I think it's so important to actually manifest it in your life day by day.
I agree. I think a lot of people... do, you know, really enjoy, you know, more expanded thinking. But you're right. The airy-fairy kind of spiritual stuff we can't really grasp onto is difficult. So,
it can lead us in all kinds of odd directions if it's not grounded in the reality of your life. That's what I think. You know, sometimes all of that can be used to escape our lives. And that's not what it's meant to do. The expanded thinking, yes, 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 mm-hmm. I love it too. Mm-hmm. And then let's bring it right into our lives in contact with another human being.
Mm-hmm. I agree. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in, my special guest here on The Couch with Dr. Michelle is the author of Becoming Fearless, The Practice of Peace of Mind. It's Dr. Brenda Shoshana, her latest book. We're going to be talking about it. And if you have any questions or comments or information, we're going to give you Dr. Shoshana's information so you can directly contact her, and also information on how you can get a hold of this book, because it's really good. It's one of the good ones.
And its name is Fearless.
Yes.
The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. It's not called Becoming Fearless. That's the website.
Aha.
Is Becoming Fearless.
By the way, let's put that out there right now. BecomingFearless.com.
The website is becomingfearless.org, but the book itself is just called Fearless, The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind.
That's great. Perfect. All right, folks. So the book, get it, check it out. Let's talk about it right now. And Dr. Shoshana, what kind of inspired you to write this?
Well, you know, I've been a therapist for, oh my goodness, over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen really wonderful, beautiful, talented, intelligent people really kind of paralyzed in certain areas of their lives and mm-hmm. suffering so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been a question for me. And as I've looked and looked at people's lives and their struggles, it seemed to me that underneath it, it was the fact that they were in the grip of fear. And I began to do a lot of work on ways of releasing that fear, just getting rid of that energy and that emotion from their bodies. And I saw so many wonderful qualities open up in them and so many possibilities happen, so that I became more focused on learning and teaching ways of really releasing fear and understanding what it was.
That's really important. I really agree with you. You know, there is an underlying, and you talk about this, but there's this kind of weird underlying sense of dread.
Yes,
you know,
and doom, dread and doom, and then hopelessness and weakness. All of that can be, I think, traced back to the presence of this toxic energy of fear.
Yes, I agree. And it has become, of course, you know, you discussed this too briefly, but we kind of don't feel safe a lot of times. I mean, September 11th was mind-boggling, and a lot of people are, wait a minute.
And people are still feeling the effects of it. The terrorists, the economy, 7-Eleven, and it filters into all aspects of their lives, including their relationships and what they're going to try to do with their lives and what's possible. And that's right. It's like a lot of us are living under a dark thundercloud.
Right. I agree. So you're going to help them get out from under it.
But that thundercloud, one of the things, the points I make in the book, and I want to say, is that dark thundercloud can be blown away easily.
Yay.
Don't let it crush your life. It's only made of feelings and energy, and you can learn how to release it. Just let it float away. Most of the things that fear tells us, most of the messages are lies. As I say in my book, fear is a bully. Just a big bully, and most of our fears are really catastrophic expectations. They're illusions.
Good.
And when we learn how to look at them squarely and release them, we let them return to the emptiness that they are.
Good one, Brenda. So we all have our own fears.
Right.
And you talk about, you have certain descriptions of the fear in your book. So
mm-hmm.
we talked about sort of why it arises because of the things that are happening. But on a deeper level, what is the fear that you describe in your book, and why does this arise so much?
Well, I think that's a great question. It's a wonderful question. And but I think we're all born, or most of us are born, very happy to be here, loving, excited, playful. And then there's a wish to survive. There's a fear. We become conditioned by our parents, by our religion, by our culture.
Mm-hmm.
We become taught, now don't do this, this is bad, this is wrong, you're going to get punished. All of the conditioning comes pouring in on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad, really, at a very young age, and it continues throughout life. We'll have an experience, and then immediately we make up all kinds of negative thoughts about ourselves. If we made a mistake, oh, I'm a failure, I'm not good enough, and
right.
we don't really know how to digest life.
Right.
We don't know how to take things as they are and just move forward. And that's also why I wrote the book, to show people how to deal with mistakes, how to deal with relationships,
right.
how to deal with rejection. All of these issues, the more they happen, if they're not digested and absorbed properly, they can become create a lot more fear.
Right. And that, you know, what I found, and of course you know this, it leads to all the literature. It makes us sick physically. Makes us ill.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes, absolutely. Fear makes it lowers the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps the body on a state of high alert, which
yes.
it shouldn't be on, right?
Yeah.
And the organs are affected. We eat more. We get fat from
mm-hmm.
it. You know, we get so much anxiety, and we want to damp down that anxiety. So people drink. They eat a lot.
Yeah.
Comfort foods. It has so many, many ramifications.
Right, right. So we all know about, you know, we talk about vibrations, but when we're talking about physics, I mean, everything has a vibration to it.
Yes.
Truly. So how does the vibration of fear contrast with that vibration of love? I mean, we can reason this out, but kind of technically.
Well, that we have a whole section in the book about
yeah.
that. There's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
That because fear is a vibration. It's an energy. And and actually, when you're holding on to it and when you're vibrating that fear energy, you can draw a lot of problems to yourself, negative people, accidents, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
If we're dwelling on that, that's what we really attract. However, the vibration of love is so different than fear. And it says that even a little bit of real love, I don't mean counterfeit love,
mm-hmm.
I mean even a little bit of real love can heal so much fear
yeah.
because the two of them cannot stay in the same space at the same time. Love is such a high and pure vibration
mm-hmm.
that it just melts the fear away. So the practice of peace of mind, really, and then all the practices in the book and the exercises,
mm-hmm.
it's about learning how to get into that vibration of
yes.
love and stay there.
Yeah. And it's I think, easier than people think. They worry about, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to really get my mind and really work on something else to really work on, something else to really do in my life, you know. But it's really a matter of, it's not that difficult, actually, the way that you pointed out. And we're going to be talking about that, too. But, you know, it really...
It's simple. It's very
yeah.
simple because,
yes.
you know what, it's natural
yes.
to be in the vibration of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's just returning to who we naturally are.
Mm-hmm.
And these exercises that I provide, they're fun.
Yes.
They're fun to do. They're natural, they're fun, they're easy. And one person said to me, wow, once I start doing it, it feels so good. I can't go back there to the other way, even if I want to.
Yes.
Who wants
yeah.
to?
No, exactly. And I agree with you that the vibration, you know, it's our thoughts and what we're thinking much of the time, we're going to be attracting to us because that's how it works, you know, in physics. That's how it works in the universe. So
it is how it works,
yes,
right.
If we're thinking fearful thoughts or we're anticipating the negative with our cognitive distortions, whatever it is, we're going to have that happen to us.
Yes.
Just pretty
Isn't
much,
that sad?
Yeah, it's really sad.
Mm-hmm. It's really sad. And, you know, there's another principle from physics. Whatever you pay attention to increases.
Yes.
Oh, intensifies. So if you're going to spend your day worrying about all these awful scenarios, that, as you very beautifully said, you're going to draw it to you. You're going to manifest it, or you're going to find it everywhere. But if you're paying attention and focusing on wonderful deeds of love and wonderful practices of letting the fear go, guess what? You're going to end very easily and in a very wonderful way. You'll attract the kindness, the warmth of the abundance. That's so plentiful in the universe. It's plentiful. It's you. How are you? What are you holding on to? Are you holding on to fear, or are you working on love? Yes. And I shouldn't even say working on love. Are you choosing love?
That's right. Choosing is really... And we're going to be talking about the seven principles you suggest in just a minute, but it's mindfulness. It's taking, slower steps. I have people who come in, and I've been discussing your concepts, with some people, and I can't all of a sudden just be loving to people who've hurt me in the past or who've, been, really.
Yes, because all you have to do is focus on, just to take charge of your focus. They've also been good to you in the past.
Right.
They've also done wonderful things for you.
Yes.
Are you picking out that one negative thing and dwelling on it and blowing it up?
Exactly.
Another thing you could do is to say, what they did to you, have you done that yourself at some time?
Exactly.
Is it the most horrible thing? You can choose to be loving to them, because the truth is, when you choose a loving response, you're giving not only to them, but you're giving to yourself as well.
Oh, exactly. And don't you think also, Dr. Shoshana, that a lot of times when we do experience negativity, and you said, what did you contribute to that? What did you pull into your, reality here because of your thoughts? But, I mean, sometimes when people do hurt us or we do have negative experiences that we say we didn't ask for, also, isn't it wise to look at it as a gift of lesson?
That's true. It's very wise, and that's what it is. It's a gift. So we can learn how to see ourselves more fully, to accept certain truths that we're not looking at, so that we can learn how to also, sometimes I think we're being tested a little bit, to rise above it, to see, where do you really stand with all this?
Mm-hmm.
Can you be compassionate?
Mm-hmm.
Can you choose compassion in the face of what looks like pain? There's a beautiful saying by a great teacher, Shanti Deva, who says, when someone that I really loved and put a lot of hope into and a lot of energy into, when they hurt or deceive me, may I consider them a great sacred friend.
That's
really beautiful.
It is beautiful. But, go ahead, Brenda. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that they're a sacred friend because they've come to teach us what it means to love. It's easy to be loving and compassionate towards someone who's good to you and lovely to you, but when someone isn't, that's a chance to really grow in love.
It is true. That's really well, beautifully put. So, anyway, folks, if you just tuned in, my special guest today is author Dr. Brenda Shoshana. Her latest book is Fearless, The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. And it's available right now. It's a fine book. We're going to be jumping right now into her principles. And let's talk about the first principle, Dr. Shoshana. It's having the courage to be who you are, all right? It sounds great. It sounds wonderful. But what exactly does that mean?
Well, that is principle one. It means each principle, the seven principles are different chapters, and it means, number one, and I list, what is a great cause of fear? It's living in the world of lies, living from your inauthentic self, twisting yourself into a pretzel to please everyone, to be accepted, to be wanted, to be loved. That causes tremendous fear because we're afraid of being found out for who we really are. We're afraid if the person really loves us, well, we don't feel good anyway because they're not loving us. They're loving this character that we're acting, this role that we're playing. So this principle of developing the courage to be who you are, really, once you learn how to connect with who you are and let go of these false masks and roles and stand in your truth, a lot of fear is diminished, and you begin, and also a lot of self-respect takes its place. Connected to that principle is this great hunger that we have for approval. Mm-hmm. We're always wanting approval, so we don't express who we really are. And that is a drug. That is an addiction, this craving for approval, because, you know, it never really fills you up anyway.
It's true.
And so one of the things we learn is how to let that go and how to replace it with the truth of who you are. And so rather than always seeking approval, what you get is friendship and respect from your very own self.
Oh, absolutely. And then the more you project that out, you feel better, and the more you draw to you more positive people, and it just kind of goes like a cycle.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I'm doing this wonderful workshop based on this called The Disowned Self, Welcoming Her Home. And people are just loving it, and I can't get over how easy it is.
Oh, that sounds neat.
To reclaim that disowned self. He or she is right there waiting.
Yes.
It's right there, that the courage to be who we are, that part that we've disowned, is just waiting to come into our lives and give us all this joy and this wisdom and this fun and that we've always wanted. So that's what that principle is about.
Now, Dr. Shoshana, is this a workshop that everyone can attend? Is it on the East Coast, or is it an online workshop?
Well, you know, it's on the East Coast for now because I live in Manhattan, but I am planning to do it online because I've gotten so many requests.
Mm.
So I'm getting all that technical stuff set up, the infrastructure, so I can do it as a webinar.
Oh, that'd be great. I think that'd be super.
I think people will really enjoy it. I know. I love doing it. And pieces of my own disowned self pops in as well, too.
There you go. I mean, we all learn. You know, if we're the teachers, we're still learning all the time, right?
Oh, we're not every minute. In fact, I feel every person who comes into my life is my teacher.
Yes.
Teaching me how to grow and how to be more loving. Oh, absolutely. There's no end.
Mm-hmm. You've got it. So, well, Dr. Shoshana, in your second principle, okay, you talk about letting go of attachment and grasping. Now, what is that, and why is that important?
Well, you know, another great root of fear in our lives is our fear of change, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We want to hold everything together. We want everything to be the same. We don't want the relationship to change one tiny bit. And yet, the reality is, what is it? Life is nothing but change.
Right.
It is change. I mean, we couldn't live if there wasn't change. A little baby couldn't grow. They couldn't go from crawling to walking if there wasn't change. And yet we're trying to hold that back all the time. And when things start to change, and then particularly in a relationship, we start to grasp and hold on.
Exactly.
Or we try to feel like we failed or make the other person feel guilty. There's all kinds of stuff that goes on, and it causes us a lot of fear and a lot of anguish.
Mm-hmm.
So this principle teaches how to open your hand and let go, how to be with change. There's a beautiful saying that we use here, which is, when they come, we welcome.
Yes.
When they go, we do not pursue.
Yes, yes. That,
we just allow.
Mm-hmm. Allow. There you go. And
we have to allow, because if we don't, then we put ourselves into a tremendous knot.
Yes.
And it's like we're fighting against the ocean. No more high tide, no more low tide. And we can't fight that.
Yes, we can't. You're right. But in this society, though, don't you feel, as we discussed earlier, that because of a lot of fear and a lot of things beyond our control, we hear so much in the news, and we are experiencing the economic difficulties, we're all having stress in our relationships and that kind of thing. Don't you think that a lot of people think that by trying to take control continually, control, and this is about your principle, you know, letting go of attachment, grasping, allowing this to happen.
There's a whole principle about letting go of control, because the more you try to control something, the more out of control you become.
Oh, boy.
Because you get into a knot, you clenched, you can't see what's really harmonious and appropriate to do. You're out of sync with the natural balance. You know, when a lot of fear comes in, the best thing to do is to release that feeling of fear, which the book shows you how to do, and to open your hand and let life do what it's doing. You know, it's not as horrible as you think.
Right.
A lot of beautiful things are happening, too. It's your fear that's getting you so frightened, not what's actually going. If you really look at your life day by day, well, it's probably not so frightening. It's not so dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's not so threatening. It's all the fear that we that we're kind of fed, that we feel, we hear all the news, we hear this, we hear that, rumors of fear, and it infiltrates your sense of well-being.
Yes,
but it, so
it
it's
really
very
does.
Important to release that fear.
It's so important.
And then you can see clearly if there is danger, you see what it is, and you can take appropriate action.
That's exactly right. By the way, if you just tuned in, my special guest today is Dr. Brenda Shoshana. She's the author of the book Fearless, brand new, really a great read. It's the 7 principles of peace of mind. It will help you. It is a wonderful self-help book. Kind of combines spirituality as well, but, you know, really practical psychological concepts that we can kind of all get into. You talk about recognizing the voices within. I think this is the 3rd principle. You know, just
is the 3rd one. That's right. And, you know, this is a very important one because sometimes we'll start a project, we're so excited and happy, and then all of a sudden, oh, we don't want to do it anymore. We become afraid, or we begin to sabotage it. And we're not aware that there are many different beings within, many voices. One voice will encourage us, then the next minute we'll hear, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't do that, you made a mistake, this isn't right.
Yes, yes.
Or we'll fall in love with someone, and then we'll hear the voice, oh, pay attention to this, this is bad about them, that's bad about, you know, there are so many of those different messages we're getting. And if they're unconscious and if we're not aware of them, then it's like we're hypnotized. It goes in unconsciously and we don't know why we're taking all different kinds of erratic actions and often sabotaging ourselves. In this principle and in this chapter, we learn how to make those voices conscious. We listen to them. We recognize them. We dialogue with them. As soon as you do that, you're regaining, you're taking back a lot of power into your own life to see what's really true in a clear way, not just being fed silent messages.
Right. And you help readers kind of distinguish between what's really the truth, more what really are the truth. Intuitive feelings that we pick up from others, or, you know, knowingness, as opposed to, here we go again, our own fears that are clogging up this ability to have that channel.
It's very important to know the difference, extremely so. And it's the fear that keeps us from knowing it, and it's the feeling of fear that keeps us listening to these voices. Yeah. If you actually stop and listen to them and say, hi, what do you want from me? What are you really telling me? And sit with your full awareness and listen, you may even start to laugh. Or you may hear underneath it a sense of, well, the voice may say, well, I'm lonely, or I'm scared, or I'm this. You know, there are many parts of us, and we, as I said, we don't often recognize or accept or make friends with all those parts, and we really need to.
Yes,
we really need to. And it's very exciting and beautiful to do so, and it eliminates a ton of fear.
Oh, it's you know, it's a wonderful concept, and it's a good principle to help people kind of filter through what is our own stuff that keeps haunting us, that even in the subconscious, that keeps giving us, you know, negative thoughts and like you said, the fears, and distinguish between really the intuition that we need to be taking in, and that part of our brains or whatever, part of our, you know, abilities we have to allow true, positive, intuitive information.
Right.
You know, in.
And it's very important. That's because, you know, a lot of our fears are fed to us by these different voices.
Yeah.
It could be the voice from childhood of a negative parent.
Oh,
you could stop and say, oh, my God, that's my father, how he used, you know, people will begin to recognize the voice. I'm still recreating that. And when you recognize it and you can say, no, thank you, I'm an adult now, I don't want to take that kind of thing in. Or it could be the voice of someone who was always feeding you, you know, fear of their own.
Yes.
It's really important to stop and listen and differentiate.
It really does. It's really important. I agree. So let's move on. And by the way, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to the author of the book Fearless, the 7 Principles of Peace of Mind. And it's Dr. Brenda Shoshana. So, Dr. Shoshana, your 4th principle is about finding a safe harbor. Now, that, I mean, it sounds great. It sounds... Why is this important, and how can we do this?
Well, you know, everybody wants to be safe and secure.
Oh, yeah.
And we look for our safety very often in relationships. And we'll try to turn that into a safe harbor or a job or a little group of friends that we say we don't want them to be, the outsiders can't come in,
right.
Just us little group,
right.
Us against the world. Or some people try to find safety in accomplishments, overworking, whatever. Mm. None of those ways ultimately work. They just don't. Sooner or later, it breaks down. And what I wanted to say is that, like someone said to me about relationships, he said, what can I do? How can I be secure in
yes.
my relationship
yes.
and my life? I said, well, the first way to be secure is to realize that life isn't secure.
Right.
Relationships aren't secure.
Right.
They're not.
Right.
And you need to learn how to be with change and with insecurity,
mm-hmm.
and you know mostly what
yeah.
this principle is about is people who are really afraid of feeling pain, of feeling loss, of feeling rejection.
Sure.
We learn here how to accept certain feelings.
Right.
And I say in this chapter, pain is not suffering.
Mm.
Life is going to bring us pain. It's part of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be safe, you want to be safe from pain, it doesn't really work anyway. It's much better to say, yes, I'm willing to feel the pain
mm-hmm.
and let it go
yes.
and keep moving along. Then you become very safe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to cling to a fear that you can't feel anything, you don't want to feel any hurt, you don't
right.
want to feel any pain, you don't want to feel any rejection, then you're going to be, you won't even be alive.
Right.
You'll just be clinging to a false safe harbor. The real safe harbor is being willing to accept your feelings and accept the pain as pain and not make it suffering. Suffering is when we add on a whole story to it.
Right.
Like, say you're in a relationship and you get, it ends.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, there's the pain of loss. You mean
mm-hmm.
sorrow? Just feel it. You learn how to feel it, how to accept it, how to welcome the pain, and then how to let it go, not to cling to it.
Mm.
Now, if you turn that into suffering, you would say, well, I failed, I'm not good enough, I'll
yes.
never get anybody to love me
right.
again, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then that one event of losing one relationship turns into a whole tragedy of suffering
yes.
that could go on for years
oh,
in
yeah.
your life.
Oh, yeah.
So this is how yeah. you find a safe harbor, by learning how to really feel what's going on and accept it and to make friends with life.
Exactly. And you've got to be able to have the courage to reach out again. I mean, I know you have experienced this so much in your practice, as I have, is that, you know, there's a lot of people, young and older, who have had bad relationships and have been, you know, hurt or have had pain or disappointments mm-hmm. multiple times, and they're so afraid of
yes.
reaching out and getting back into it again, or they
right.
pick, you know, people who really are not necessarily available and won't, you know, enrich their lives, you know, the mm-hmm. easy way out or whatever. But this is a great principle in helping people, you know, discover that they can find a safe harbor by acknowledging the reality, allowing the feelings, and moving on to, you know
yes.
what? You need a more positive situation in your life, and the only way you're going to find it is to not have the fear and allow for, like you say, a safe harbor. Allow for another possible rocky boat. But
that's right. And you know what? Enjoy the rocking.
Right, there you go.
If the boat's rocking, rock.
There you go, girl. And by this time,
and it's better yeah. to be out there rocking in a rocky boat than hidden away.
There you go.
Trying to keep all of life out away, isn't it?
It sure is, and isolating and getting more depressed. And
yeah, because you know. Then you're building up real illness, mental, emotional, physical illness.
Right, exactly. And by that time, too, hopefully, you know, by reading your book, people have started getting in touch with their true intuition. So
right.
when they start doing that, they'll know that, yeah, there may not be always a safe harbor, per se, because life is about changes and we meet all sorts of people, but maybe they'll be trusting their intuition about better situations for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. And also, when you start really releasing your fear and your, and when feelings come and you release them and you allow the sense of well-being and love and
mm-hmm.
support in, you will be attracting different people into your life as well.
It's true.
So that, you know, you won't be attracting the same chaotic situations.
Yes.
Because when we're in fear, we really attract chaos.
Oh, we do.
Or people who are in fear as well, right?
Exactly. It's really true. It's that old law of attraction thing, right?
It's just true. And, you know, so as you keep on letting go and trusting and being willing to take life, to say yes,
mm-hmm.
wow, huge changes happen. And it's fun. Now, life can be fun. And if you get a
yeah.
little like if you're swimming in the ocean, sometimes a wave comes, you might get knocked against the ocean, the rock for a minute. Okay, so you feel that, and you just keep swimming. Mm-hmm. You don't make a big story about it, and you just keep enjoying your day and enjoying the ocean.
That's a great metaphor.
You're not
going to
say the ocean's against you or you're being punished, or you just was pushed against a rock for a moment. You felt some pain, and you continue on.
Mm-hmm. You hold your breath if you go under, and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
By the way, if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with the author of the book Fearless, The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind, here on LA Talk Radio. And this is Dr. Michelle. You're on the couch with me, as you always are this time, folks. And if you want to, have any questions or comments to offer to Dr. Brenda Shoshana, you can, of course, contact me here at the radio station. Just log on to the LA Talk Radio webpage where I'm on and click on my, like I said, my email address or my webpage, or we're going to give Dr. Brenda Shoshana's contact information as well. But first, let's talk about the importance of blessing others, Dr. Shoshana.
Yes.
This is
now
the fifth principle.
This one is one of the pivotal ones. You can, as we said before, you cannot have fear and love present at the same time.
Right.
And when I talk about blessing and love, I just want to make a little distinction here between what I call counterfeit love and real love. And I would say counterfeit love is kind of like that emotional feeling, oh, I'm so high, I'm excited, I love him, or I'm so dependent, I can't live without you, or I'm so attached to you. I don't consider that love. I consider that different forms of emotional connection or feelings or whatever it is. But when I speak about the practice of peace of mind, I mean the practice of real love.
Yes.
And one of the first steps in real love is blessing others, wanting the best for others. And there are many, many ways we can experience love, and I call them deeds of love, love, which actions, which are loving. So even if you're frightened and even if you're angry, you can always do a deed of love, and you can build a loving relationship. It's not dependent upon your passing feelings, which come and go.
That's really true.
So blessing others, that whole principle is looking at others through the eyes of love, being there as a force or as a person who wishes to uplift and who wishes to give and who wishes to serve and who wishes to say, how may I serve you today?
How can
I help you? That's a very different mental orientation than the orientation of what did you do for me lately? Or what am I going to get back from this?
Oh, exactly. No, it's really true. And, you know, like we discussed earlier, no matter how negative sometimes people have been to you or how they've hurt you, I think if you can, and as a psychologist, I know that you have helped individuals, or we try to help individuals understand, you know, the motivation from other people, why they say things, why they do things. And if we can empathize with that and know that they're fearful, they're hurting, they're angry, if we can understand where they're coming from, or maybe not even understand, but just at least have an open mind about their suffering. And
that's very, very true. But and also I would say that nobody can hurt you. It's not the other person who's hurting you.
Oh,
it's your own way of reacting that's hurting you.
Yep.
Maybe you had expectations that weren't fulfilled.
Yes.
Maybe you had a dream that this person isn't meeting. Well, they're not there to fulfill your dreams or your expectations. They're there.
Right.
And a way to become fear-proof is to just let that other person be who they are, not to use them to fulfill your needs.
Yes, exactly.
You fulfill your needs.
Right.
And then you just share with them in a very natural way whatever is present for the both of you.
Yep. And that's the, you know, allow. allow. Just allow them.
Allow.
And bless them for who they are, whatever they are, however they are.
That's right. And you know what? When you do that, there's a Lojung from Tibetan Buddhism teaching which says, part of it says to send light and love. I send you light and love. You don't know how powerful that is. It's shocking how powerful it is. No matter what the person is doing, if in your mind you just keep saying, I send you light and love, they get it.
Yes.
They feel it. Something happens, and it happens in you, and it happens in them. You don't have to feel the love toward them. You just have to intend it.
Right.
Intend to send that light and love. It will take your own anguish away. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you could send that light and love to yourself, too.
I love that. That's really important to do every day,
yes,
whenever you can. If you're,
we send it to ourselves.
Yes.
We send it to them. Mm-hmm. And it will defuse so much pain. It really
yes.
works.
Yeah.
It sounds ridiculously simple, but it's ridiculously true and powerful.
Well, it is, and it's a thought. And you said you don't have to necessarily get 100% into belief, but if you just intend
That's right.
to put it out there.
And the thing is, just try and see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just try it, and you'll see for yourself. A lot of these exercises, they're easy. They're so simple. Just do them and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't mean to sound airy-fairy or weird or anything, but I mean, wouldn't it be nice if most of the people in the world could do that and put aside, you know, their dogma and their fear and who other people are and, you know.
We'd have a heaven on earth.
Yeah, we would.
But, you know, even if more people than are doing it now do it, it'll have a huge exponential effect.
Yes.
Huge.
Yes.
Because they go into the consciousness.
Yes.
So the more, even if one or two more people do it, you're making a big, big difference. And the more, the better, for sure.
That's really
so
true.
I mean, I really believe we can alter a lot of this heaviness and fear and darkness in the world if we all together just choose to respond differently.
Exactly. I agree. Now, we talked about the last principle. In your sixth principle, it talks about another hindrance of peace of mind involving our need to control and dominate.
Okay.
And, you know, we briefly touched on that. But how can we overcome these things? How can we overcome our
need? That's very simple also, and it's very huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a tremendous, because when people feel out of control and scared, then they want to control everything around them, including people, and usually people. And they feel if they can't control someone, then they failed, or a lot of ego stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to be better than others. It's all a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I teach you in the book how to let go of that feeling of needing to control others.
Yes.
And people say, well, what do you mean? I'll be vulnerable. And just the opposite is true. When you let that feeling go, you are more in control. You feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the love pops through.
Yes.
And that love is way more powerful than these negative, controlling, dominating feelings.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Really, you really cannot dominate another person because their soul belongs to them. Their spirit belongs to them.
Right.
And all you do is torture them and torture yourself. And it's a futile endeavor.
Yes.
So as soon as you start letting that feeling go, more and more, you will see that you'll be much safer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be happier. You'll be more productive. And the things that you want will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's this wish to control everything that keeps it away.
Oh, I totally agree. It's very hard to try and give it up. You know, I think this is something
we all
think.
Well, actually, you know what? It's just a feeling. When you identify that as a feeling, the wanting to control, and you just feel it, you go back into the body and you just feel it in the body as a feeling that you're having.
Mm-hmm.
And you let yourself feel that feeling of wanting to control them. Just let yourself feel the feeling and then say, well, could I let this go? It's just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then open up and make space for that energy to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that hard.
It really isn't. It's great. Great exercises. And by the way, if you've just tuned in, I'm talking with the author of her latest book. It's Fearless, The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. And it's Dr. Brenda Shoshana. And we're talking about the seven principles that she discusses in the book that really will help you get peace of mind, deal with a lot of our fears. And your last and seventh principle, Dr. Shoshana, is about discovering your perfect nature. Now, can you define that? And how do we do that? And why is this so important?
Well, you know, the part of discovering your perfect nature, becoming a true friend, you know, when we do really implement these different steps, what happens is that, and this is connected to the controlling part, the desire to be better than others, to win over others, to harm others, that begins to release. When we let that go, then we naturally discover this nature, which I call just simply being a true friend.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful thing to be a friend to life, to each other, to ourselves. Our perfect nature, when you discover that it's completely whole, it has everything it needs, it's very fun to be with, it's very loving, and it's there. It's not like you have to created. It's there.
Yes, yes.
And when you let go of all the rest of these negative thoughts and feelings, it will just bubble up.
Yep.
And it will take over and live your life. And you will discover it in so many fabulous ways.
Yes.
And it's inevitable that will happen as long as you choose to let go of all the other stuff.
Yep. It really does, and that's why it's the seventh principle, because if you work on all that other stuff, you know, it will come a lot naturally, and you'll feel a lot better. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, it really does.
And, you know, and it's just simple. The truth is, it's really simple. It's not a big, heavy program to patch over your life, because you know what? These principles of peace of mind are simply little guideposts to who you are, basically.
Yep.
It's who you are.
Yes.
And you will recognize them as you go along. And we really want to be that way. We all want that, because what we really all want in this world is to love and be loved.
That's true.
But that's what we want, and we think we're going to get it in all these distorted ways.
Right.
And and then we begin to try to go for it directly. It's fun.
Yep.
When we see that it works, you know, and there are a lot of exercises in all the different chapters and this workbook at the end, workshop at
that's
the end.
That's what I really like.
But you know what? Even when some people, they'll just do one or two exercises and it really clicks for them.
Right.
It begins to happen right then and there. You don't have to wait till the seventh chapter.
No, it's really true. Yep.
Some of the exercises you won't relate to, so don't do them. Some of them will really be for you.
Yep.
Do those.
Yep.
You don't have to do every single one either.
Right.
Just the ones that really fit for you, and like eating the right food for you.
There you go.
And you can be returned to your true nature very quickly and very easily.
Well, I really, really haven't enjoyed our interview. We're going to have to get going here, but I want to tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they can find out more, you know, about the book. Where can they get the book?
This book is available on Amazon, I think on BarnesandNoble.com. Mm-hmm. It's available in all the bookstores, so you should have an easy time getting a hold of the book.
Mm-hmm.
You can also learn more about me on my website, www.becomefearless.org. If you want to email me, you can email me at toptopspeaker@yahoo.com, and I'd be glad to help you get on the e-zine. I do a monthly free e-zine and keep you informed of any workshops or whatever's going on.
You will be most helpful to everybody, Brenda. Dr. Brenda Shoshana, thank you so much for being my special guest today. I sure appreciate your time.
And thank you so much for having me. It's been really wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, take good care, and we look forward to, you know, sharing more information about you with our listeners. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much.
All right.
You have a great day.
Oh, you too now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, my guest, Dr. Brenda Shoshana, author again of the book Fearless, The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. It's really cool because you could relate to it. There's a lot of exercises you can do and very positive stuff. Hope we helped you out. Hope we enlightened you a little bit today. I always love to talk to great authors. So nice. All right, this is Dr. Michelle. You have been on the couch with me, as you always are at this time on Fridays. You can stay on the couch if you want. I got a scoot. We've got more shows coming up. But I'll be back next Friday, as always. We're going to have a free-for-all Friday with another special guest author. Have a great day, and if you'd like to contact me, of course, click on my webpage here at LA Talk Radio. You can find my links, or contact me at DrMichelle@AOL.com. My webpage is DrMichelleTherapy.com. That's DR, abbreviated, Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. Have a great day, and don't forget to take care of yourself first so you can be great for others. Bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing rays of colored light.